Exercise 3, page 112.
Let's talk shop.
A.
Advertising agencies will do almost anything to get the message across, and are always looking for fresh techniques to sell a product. One recent tactic is quite devious and involves online chat groups. You might think that the person you are chatting to is just telling you about a great new film, but that person is actually being paid to encourage you to head to the cinema and hand over your hard-earned cash. Mass media campaigns are still popular, but new advertising reaches out directly to the consumer.
B.
What is a life worth? Ian Usher, an Englishman living in Australia, recently put his life up for sale and advertised it on the internet. Buyers would get his house, his job, his friends, and his possessions. It was all put up for auction, and the person with the highest bid would move in and take Usher's place. Usher's life sold to a mystery buyer for the bargain price of £192,000. Usher says he's not disappointed with the amount and plans to use the money to travel the world.
C.
Credit cards and shopping therapy are often jokingly suggested as a remedy if you are feeling sad or bored. However, this is one therapy that can lead to a serious illness. Shopaholics are people who spend continuously on goods they don't need, will never use, and frequently can't pay for. They spend all their time in shopping malls, and the places they live turn into warehouses with piles of unused goods. This is an addiction like any other, and can lead to depression, family breakups, and going bankrupt.
D.
A bazaar is a traditional marketplace with stalls selling a wide variety of goods. Originally found in Asian countries, but now popular almost everywhere, these are crowded places, full of the hustle and bustle of locals going about their daily business. They are noisy, with raised voices haggling for the best price. Bazaars are places where almost everything is on offer, up for sale, or available at a price. If you can't find what you want at the bazaar, the chances are that it doesn't exist.
E.
We live in a world of choices. Ethical shopping is about choosing to buy in ways that reduce the harm done to the natural world. It is not just about choosing organic food or a paper bag rather than a plastic one, though. Ethical shopping is about learning about companies and their working practices. It is about thinking about each and every purchase. It is about refusing to buy from businesses that treat the environment and their workers unfairly. And above all, it is about buying less.
F.
Supermarkets may be convenient, but not all of them are super, and some of them are just awful. Some have poor customer service, and that is when the mystery shopper pays a visit. The mystery shopper looks like any other shopper, and shops like any other shopper, but they then report back to head office about any problems. Large chain stores use mystery shoppers to check that the public is getting top quality service, and that their supermarkets are as super as they can possibly be.
G.
Most of us are right-handed, but at least 15% of the population is left-handed. Most things, though, are made for right-handed people. This makes life difficult for left-handers who want to sharpen a pencil or cut something with a pair of scissors. The solution to the problem lies in a little London shop full of handy gadgets for left-handers. Want to find anything left-handed? Turn left off Regent Street into Brewer Street. Take the next left. And, yes, it's first on your left.